Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And hey, Janet, the fabulous Janet Workman.
Hi.
Hi. One of my favorite people in the world, Janet. You are going to talk about Douglas Howard today. And we're just going to do, this is what you're going to be talking about at TutorCon too. So we're not going to give away all the secrets, but we're just going to, and Betty Lynn, I'm going to mute you if you don't mind. And then after we're done with Janet, oh, you've already muted yourself. Look at that. Fantastic. Then if you have questions, we can hop, bring you back on. So fabulous, Janet, tell me about Douglas Howard and how, like, you've been, your books are kind of working through this timeline. Yes. Like, how does is Douglas Howard part of this timeline? Like, how did we get into this Douglas Howard world?
Douglas Howard is kind of book two and three. I'm working on my Elizabeth trilogy and just kind of bringing everyone through because Elizabeth was incredibly loyal. And if you kind of squint, you can like see the same people at the start of her reign and at the end of her reign. It's just like the children and the grandchildren of the same people. So it's all the same names and it's all interrelated and interpollinating and all of that. So Douglas's dad is in, you know, is all over book one, her brother and she are all over books two and three. Although not as much as you would think. It's just, she's a fascinating person, but Elizabeth doesn't really want to think about her all that much. But
yeah. So tell me about her and what makes her so fascinating.
She had Robert Dudley's love child. That is right. The one that, you know, that really is what gets a lot of people. And she was the daughter of Charles. She was part of the family on the Howard side. She was Effingham's daughter and the sister of Effingham's son who became the Earl of Nottingham. I'm sorry, it's all like down and over. But she was—
They were all kind of cousins, right? Everybody seems to be a cousin of everybody else.
Elizabeth was really good about bringing family members in with her because when she's looking for people to trust, the people who were nice to her when they couldn't benefit from it are the people she trusted. And she then trusted their children. So,
okay. So she trusted Douglas. Yeah. Sorry, go on. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. I was just like, Douglas Sheffield is the one we hear little bits and stories about how when Elizabeth first came to the throne, she would sneak out and go watch Robert Dudley play tennis in his shirt sleeves. And she would do this with her ladies-in-waiting disguised. And there were two ladies-in-waiting she did this with specifically, and that was Douglas Howard and Lettice Knowles. So, okay.
So bad.
What are the odds? But so.
Right. Okay, so who is she other than just having had Robert Dudley's love child? Because
So she came to court when she was 18. Her father, there was no way that she was not going to get brought to court because she was a Howard. Her father had helped Elizabeth a lot in the days leading up to the throne and would go on to help Elizabeth a lot as Lord Admiral of England. She showed up at 18. beautiful young woman, and married, very good marriage, Baron Sheffield. And they had a couple of children, and then she retired from the court. She came back, had the affair with Robert Dudley, that kind of didn't work out. And then she ended up marrying, still in the family, Stafford. So you had Mary Boleyn's die. Mary Boleyn's husband married again after that to Dorothy Stafford. Dorothy became Elizabeth's mistress of the robes, and her son then married Douglas in like 1579. So, and then they went off to live in France, and he was accused of spying. I mean, it's all just, it's incredible stories that just like come in from all of the little interconnections that
Who
you've
was he
kind of
spying
heard but
for?
never have.
Who was he accused of
What's
spying for?
that?
The French, or for, was he accused of spying for the French or for the English
He was
against the
accused of
French?
spying for the French. He was
Okay.
accused of spying for the French. Yeah, I know.
That's no good.
I know. And in fact, Cecil would feed him. They kind of tested him a couple of times. They fed him a couple of stories that were not exactly true when those stories came out. And so it's like, boom, there you go.
There you go. All right. So a quick Google of her reveals some interesting things, including a rumor about poisoning her husband.
Don't know
I love
if
your
she.
face.
Okay. Let me just say that I don't know if she was the one accused of poisoning her husband, or if it was Robert Dudley accused of poisoning her husband. And Robert Dudley was accused of poisoning so many people. Every time you turn around, Robert Dudley was there with a little thing of poison in his hand. He was accused of poisoning Douglas's husband so that he could have the affair. Don't believe that
Okay.
because you look at the proof in the pudding. He did not want Douglas's husband to die so that he could marry Douglas because he never married Douglas. We can get into that in a minute. Lettice's husband, he didn't poison Lettice's husband, although Walter Devereux said he did. He didn't poison Nicholas Throckmorton, who ate salad at his home and then started throwing up and died a couple of days later. I mean, every time you turn around, Robert Dudley is killing somebody, throwing his wife down the stairs. You name it, Robert Dudley's killed them.
Right. Wow, he was busy.
Yes.
So how did this affair start that may or may not have ended in poison?
Douglas came back to court after her husband's death, and they just started up. And we don't really know a lot about it because they tried to keep it secret, obviously. At one point, we're not sure if her sister, Frances Howard, also had a full-on affair with Robert Dudley, but they were both kind of fighting over him at the same time while Douglas's affair was going on. We do know that the real reason we know they had the affair is because she had his child. And one of the ways they probably met, well, obviously they met at court, but there were more like fun little things. When her husband died, it was customary for heirs they became wards of England, and they were given to somebody else to manage, essentially. And Robert Dudley was the ward of Douglas Sheffield's son before they started their affair, and before and later on, Robert Dudley would take over their son, his and Douglas Sheffield's little Robert Dudley. Little Robert went to live with Big Robert when he
Okay.
was about 3 years old, and just kind of was brought up by Robert Dudley,
And how, and
which was.
okay, I just want to ask how, like, this might be an obvious, silly question, but I was taught there's no stupid questions. So I'm just like, how do we know it was his child before DNA testing? Like, did he claim it, claim the child, or
Yes.
like, how? Okay,
He
he
was
did.
very proud of the child. This was so. Robert Dudley wanted to get married. Robert Dudley wanted kids. He was
Okay, yeah.
really good with kids. And, you know, for all the poisoning stuff, people also admit that he was really good with kids. He wanted a son to pass everything on to, and that is not something that he was ever able to have. So there was some talk about whether they would get married because he had a son. He could have the heir. But there is this wonderful letter that we have that basic where he basically says, "I can't marry you. I cannot marry you without completely undoing yourself." There are still people who think they were married, though. They're but
Right. Was there an idea that there was like a secret marriage or something like that?
there was an argument that there was a secret marriage. That came out after Robert Dudley died, after Elizabeth died, after all of that. And the reason that came out was because with Robert Dudley not having any direct heirs himself, if the little Robert, which there's so many little Roberts coming. Anyway, if little Robert was legitimate, he would be entitled to the Leicester earldom and he would be entitled to a bunch of other things. So he went to court and said, yes, they were married.
Gotcha.
And there was an entire trial, and were they or weren't they? And the answer was found that no, they weren't. So.
Okay.
Which makes a lot of sense because Robert Dudley married Lettice Nahles the year later. So clearly he didn't think that he was a bigamist. But speaking of clandestine marriages, Douglas's sister Frances, who was fighting for Dudley with him, is the same Frances Howard that then entered into a clandestine marriage with Edward Seymour, Earl of Hertford, one of his three secret marriages that he just kept on getting thrown in the tower for. So there were also a bunch of clandestine marriages going on around here. Poison, secret
These
marriages,
people. When did they have the time for all? They needed more hobbies. Man, that's crazy. All right. So all of this is going on, the fighting and the poison and the throwing wives down steps and all of that is happening. What is Elizabeth thinking about all of this?
So Elizabeth, obviously, Elizabeth didn't hate Douglas as much as she hated Lettice,
Okay.
because the same way that Elizabeth was able to deal with the fact that Robert Dudley was married to somebody else, you know, I guess she understood if she wasn't going to marry him, he could have other women. Elizabeth, the reason I'm saying this is only because for a little while there, Elizabeth really wanted Douglas to argue that they had been married because she wanted to invalidate Robert Dudley's
The
marriage to
marriage.
Lettice.
Gotcha.
So Elizabeth actually was trying to push Douglas to sue for that and got actually angry when Douglas said, no, we weren't really married. And that's when Douglas quickly married Edward Stafford and ran off to France to just get out of this whole thing. So there was a while there that Elizabeth was pushing for them to be married, even though who knows?
Now, okay, I have another question. Because little Robert was outside of wedlock but claimed, like, what were the views like about that? Because, like, I can imagine for an ordinary woman to have an out of wedlock child, like, not so great. But it seems like there was like a lot of stuff happening here, and with the poison and everything. Like, what? How? Other than not being able to inherit, like. And then Douglas, you said, ran off and like took herself away from the situation. Like, what was there any backlash against her for this?
This was not something that was supposed to happen. And on the one hand, there was a real backlash. On the other hand, everyone was kind of like, yeah, he couldn't marry her. And he was just so incredibly proud of his son. It was almost like you think back to Henry with Henry VIII, with Henry Fitzroy. It's like, my son, you know, and Robert Dudley was like his son. This was something that he was proud of the boy and actually brought him in, and the son was looked a lot like him with the curly hair and the gypsy adventurer type. He was proud and he brought him into a bunch of stuff
And
and named him after himself.
what happened to little Robert in life?
He did really well.
Okay.
He was
He didn't
like
poison
an
anybody? No poisoning on his part?
he did not poison it. Well, maybe, but maybe he there was some story where he had to like flee England and he went to live abroad and they recognized his title there. They were like, yeah, you're the Earl of Leicester, you're the Duke of Northumberland, and they gave him like, you know, like crazy titles. So he did well later in life. He left England and did even better, let's put it that way, under James.
Good for him.
No, there was
Glad to hear
a
there was a happy result out of.
definitely better. It's just funny because Robert Dudley and Lettice also had a child who then ended up dying, but that was another little Robert Dudley. So when
So many little Robert Dudleys running around.
little Robert Dudley's just running around all over the place with their little things of poison.
Pushing people. They've got like little toy soldiers. They practice pushing down steps and things like that. That's really
Yep,
morbid.
push them down the steps, poison them, somehow just get rid of them.
All right. Interesting. Okay. So I want to give the other people, Betty Lynn and Deanna, who are on here, if you guys have any questions that you want to ask to Janet, please feel free to unmute yourself and do that. Otherwise, I will then ask you to continue chatting about you're going to talk about Douglas at TudorCon, right? And about her life.
Absolutely.
Okay.
This is TudorCon deserves the fun stuff. know?
For sure. And you're going to be in your same slot. We have that Sunday afternoon slot. That's just your slot. That's just for the till the end of
That's
time.
my slot. But at a new place, I am so incredibly excited about going to AgeCon. I'm blown away by actually being able to have TudorCon in
Yeah.
an actual Tudor mansion. That
Have
must
you
be, I
been there
mean, I'm
before?
getting goosebumps. What?
Have you been there before?
I have not. I've been there like Zoom stuff.
Yeah.
They've actually had me speak, but no, I've never actually been on the grounds. It's been on my list of things to do, and
Yeah, it's super beautiful. And you know what? The house right next door is also a Tudor house. But
yeah.
as the guy, it's funny, the neighborhood that it's in, the guy was like trying to recreate England. So all of the street names are like, Windsor. I guess the place is called Windsor Farms, the little neighborhood, like all this. And they have like a little town square and like, or a little green, a village green. And there's all these like Eton and like all these different names that are English names. And the neighbor next door also wanted to have a Tudor house. So what a gig for an architect. Go to England and find me a Tudor house that I can bring over, right? That would be fun.
Brick by brick. Take it apart and then put it back together. That's the wildest story. Just like London Bridge in Arizona. Over is Kubasu. This is where the real London Bridge is right now.
I heard that. And you know what? The Anne Kenny Urban has a talk that she does of like how to visit Tudor places without going to England, of like all of these like old historic things that are all around. The US Gesundheit, Betty Lynn. And so anyway, it looked like you sneezed.
Bless you.
Anyway.
I'm trying to figure out how to listen.
All right. So we scheduled this for like 20 minutes, half an hour. I don't really have any other questions for you other than I just wanted to. What do you think? Okay, I will ask you one thing. What do you think is the most fascinating thing about Douglas Howard, other than who she gave birth to and who, like all of that, like just as a woman, what do you think makes her stand out and why is she worthy of studying or knowing about?
She did what she wanted. She basically she came back as a wealthy widow to court. And on the one hand, I do believe that she wanted to marry Robert Dudley. And I think that it was a similar dynamic that Robert Dudley had with Elizabeth, she might have had with him, you know, and in truth, I think that Lettice did the same thing, except with Lettice it worked, because with Lettice's timing was specifically that Robert Dudley made his last stand. Elizabeth, come to Kenilworth, and I will, you know, I will propose properly. And she basically said no when his play got rained out, and she just, I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just leaving. She basically said no. And then Robert Dudley turned around and married Lettice. And you kind of have to wonder if that had happened a couple of years before, whether Robert Dudley would have turned around and married Douglas. But either way, I think that the most. So it isn't interesting. I answered you. That wasn't my answer. I think that the most interesting thing about her was that after all of that, and after just being, she married and left. She refused to say, I'm not going to fight this. I'm not, I, enough, enough. I'm up to here. I had my son. Everything's fine. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. And she married and left. And just took control of her own future, and just did that when things came down like that. So
Good for her.
that good for her for just deciding this is not worth it. It's not the life I want. You know, even if I win, then I'll be married to Robert Dudley. I don't want that.
Then I'll have two
After
Robert
all,
Dudleys learning poison and running around poisoning people, right? I got big
exactly
Robert,
right.
little Robert, and one Robert Dudley's enough for anybody. All right. Well, Betty Lynn or Deanna, I hope I've been pronouncing that right. If you have any questions, feel free to unmute yourself. Otherwise, we will no, you're good. Okay. Awesome. Thank you, Janet, for taking the time to chat. I so appreciate you. And everybody
Oh
should
my
buy your
God, I
book.
so appreciate this is like a mini TutorCon in, you know, while I'm waiting. How
Oh, you're just such a joy. You're just such a, you just make my life so bright. I'm just so glad that you're there. And I just love you so much, Janet. So,
Thank you.
so thanks for
Thank
being
you for
here.
doing this for us, for all of us, seriously. Year after year, putting this together for us. This is truly a treat.
Yeah, well, you're a treat. Everybody's a treat. Everybody's a treat. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great rest of your week. And I'll see you at TutorCon if I don't talk to you before. All right. Bye, Lynn. See ya. All right. Bye.